This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw early upside both in live cattle and feeder cattle. Then our markets started selling off and traded most of the session negative. Now, after the pit closing at 1 o'clock, we have seen especially the feeder cattle come back and start trading on the positive side once again. Fresh news, that was hard to come by. We're hearing bids in the feed yards of 160. Choice box beef at mid-morning up 45 cents. Selects were up 12 cents. Total movement of 90 loads. We also saw a cattle kill of 108,000 head today. And we also saw a hog market that traded and closed positive. On the close today, we saw the April live cattle close up, close down 5 cents. June cattle down 37. April feeders down 2 cents. May feeders down 20. And June lean hogs were 55 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Tom, what's softening things across the board in the grains?
Leslie, I think one of the biggest things is a lack of fresh news out here to help this market, especially bullish news. The other thing is there's talk of moisture in the forecast for parts of the southern plains, and that's what really weighed on the wheat market today, allowing it to see double-digit losses in closing near the lows of the session. But keep in mind, there's going to be more positioning ahead of next Tuesday's report. That's the biggest thing everyone is waiting for at the moment. Today, the May KC wheat was down 20 cents on the close. July KC down 19.5. May Chicago wheat down 19.75. May and July corn both closed down 3.75. May soybeans were down 4.25, with July beans down 3.75, with the May cotton 8 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.